or turn back the clock is with a Brownstown high school graduate and college pitcher, both Kaskaskia College and the University of Kentucky, Aaron Lovett. And how are we doing this morning, Aaron?
Doing fine. Enjoying a nice cup of coffee. And, you know, this whole coronavirus thing is really strange. You know, the masks and, you know, keeping your distance, but it's really weird when I get a call from Todd Stapleton to do an interview.
Yeah, very, very much so, but, kind of reminiscing a little bit. And I know you said you were going to have to rack your brain a little bit, but you don't have to rack it too hard. You remember it pretty well, don't you?
I do. I was actually out this morning looking through some, you know, little scrapbooks and different things, just reminiscing a little bit and bringing back some of the good memories from high school and college and that sort of thing. And I had a lot of fun, you know, being able to play sports in high school and in college. So.
Well, we'll talk a little bit about high school and on the pitching side of it, Aaron. And when did you feel to yourself personally that, you know, I'm kind of getting to a different level. I'm really, really pitching well at this point. When did you feel pretty comfortable about yourself at that point?
You know, I think it was probably, you know, maybe my junior year. You know, I can remember just always, you know, being in Little League and stuff and, you know, maybe throwing a little bit harder, a little bit farther than some other kids or, you know, being able to hit the ball a little farther. But, you know, I think there was a tournament game that we were playing. It might have been like the regional. And I think I was a junior and I pitched against a team and I don't remember, you know, the exact details, but, I remember Coach Page, maybe doing an interview afterwards or something and being like, wow, this kid's really going to be something special. You know, and I think that was after, that may have been after my freshman year, but when I was a junior and I started getting looks from, you know, started getting scouts coming around, Major League Baseball scouts and college scouts and different things like that. It was like, oh, maybe this is going to be my path. Like it's more than just a fun thing where I'm able to do something maybe a little bit better than other kids. Then it started to become serious for me. So it was probably around my junior year, that I realized that.
Now I can remember broadcasting some of your games where the bleacher section there behind home plate at Bob Page Field, that's all there was scouts. That had to be a little unnerving, wasn't it? At least at first.
It was, you know, the worst part, and I mean, probably the best part. My dad is awesome, but you know, he loves to talk to people. So I'm sitting there and I'm seeing all these scouts back there and he's walking up to them, introducing himself and trying to chat them up. And I'm like, Dad, they're just trying to like do their job and you're over here bothering them. I think that was the worst part, but no, it was funny because, you know, I'd be in the dugout and teammates would be like, gosh, look at all these guys over here. Look at all these guns. You know, like radar guns and different things. And I would always try to play it cool. You know, like, oh, this is no big deal. It's no big deal. But then you get out there and you're isolated on the mound. You're the only person there and everything is pointed to you. And so, yeah, that was a little, you know, I think it kind of got me into it early where I was like, well, I'm going to have to just ignore this and do what comes natural to me and not really worry. But it was kind of hard when you got them all pointed at you and you're trying to throw it as hard as you can and maybe missing your spot or, you know, doing whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of takes away from just, you know, just trying to pitch your game because, you know, subconsciously you're like, well, I want to impress them at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you wanted to make a good impression and it's like, oh, man, what if they saw me walk that kid? Like, I wonder if they're writing any notes about that or, oh man, I gave up like a double. Like, what are they going to say about that? Or that curveball wasn't as sharp as it needs to be. Maybe I'll try harder the next time. And then I hit somebody, you know? So it's, yeah, all those things kind of factor in. But, I guess with the exposure to it early on, I got used to it. And so it wasn't, you know, that big of a deal all the time. I really had to focus on what I needed to do. But yeah, it does get to you a little bit.
It just made me think of something. You ever seen the movie For Love of the Game?
Yes.
With Kevin Costner movie. When he says, clear the element.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
That's exactly what I was thinking about.
We had to do that all the time. Like I had some really great coaches, you know, playing baseball through high school and through college. But my pitching coach at Kentucky, was I think he had his major or minor was in sports psychology. So a lot of stuff that we did was not just the physical, but it was the mental. And that was a lot of stuff that he talked about, like really being like a golfer on the mound because, yeah, you've got a team around you, but when you're there pitching and throwing a pitch, you're just you and you're on your own, and you've got to make sure that what you did the time before, you don't do the next time. So yeah, you really do have to clear that mechanism for sure. That's a great movie.
Talking about when you did get drafted the first time after your senior year of high school, I guess talk about that day. I mean, we all kind of knew you were probably going to go somewhere, just didn't know where at that point.
Yeah, I was looking through some stuff this morning, and my mom had made a scrapbook of all of the teams that had sent letters and all the business cards of all the area scouts, and it was just really cool, just the whole environment of that, and being a part of that process that, you know, you dreamed about as a kid. And, you know, for a lot of kids, it's just a dream that never becomes a reality. But you know, to actually like have those letters come in and fill out these questionnaires and send them back in, and then to sit there, because it's a lot different now, especially this year, but now than it was back then, where, I think it was broadcast on the radio or something, but I was sitting there just listening, and you know, you listen to the first couple rounds and I'm like, oh, well, this probably isn't going to be me, you know, hearing some guys go. I think I was looking at some of the first round picks was like David Wells and Miguel Tejada, like some of these guys.
Yeah.
Have been. And then you get, then finally I got a call and they were like, hey, this is the Rockies. We're going to be taking you, in this round. It was the scout. And so then to hear your name come across that, like in this, it was almost like a dream. And, you know, it was really cool to hear it come across and to get the letter. And, you know, back then they did a draft and follow, and that's what they wanted to do with me is, you know, watch my progress through college that next year and then decide if they wanted to, you know, extend an offer or anything like that. But it was just cool to have that experience. You know, to be drafted, especially in high school, just being as young as I was, because I saw, you know, I was 17, and it's just like, man, a 17-year-old kid getting drafted, that's crazy. But it was just a really cool experience to have.
And then you go on to KC, you do get drafted again. I guess talk about that second time when you got picked.
Yeah, so the second time, in part of going to junior college and going to Kaskaskia, you know, I had offers to go to, you know, some four-year schools. I think, SIU Edwardsville had come and talked to me and, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of big places that were, you know, coming at me, as a four-year college. But one of the reasons I chose Kaskaskia was just, and junior college route was because I knew I was able to get drafted again. And it's like, well, if I'm going to have to go back to school, and, you know, want this opportunity, I want it immediately if that's going to be the route for me. As opposed to waiting a couple of years to, you know, to make that happen. So yeah, going to junior college was really awesome. And then to be drafted again, it was the same round. I think I was, you know, chronologically maybe a little bit of a higher pick, but it was in the 25th round again by the Twins. And, that was pretty cool again, you know, to be drafted 1 year and then to go back into it and then get picked up again. It just kind of made you feel like, okay, you know, these teams are watching. They're ready, you know, for me when I'm ready. And, you know, it made it seem like, okay, this is definitely going to be a reality that after college, like playing baseball is going to be, you know, what my future holds. So, that's kind of what that second year was for me. But you know, a little bit of a similar situation, a draft had followed to then move on to Kentucky. So,
and kind of to explain to people, the way it works for baseball is if you go to a 4-year school, you're there for 3 years. But if you go to a junior college, like you said, you can go ahead and leave it at any point if you're drafted.
Absolutely. Yep. That was the rule. And that was a lot of my, you know, psychology and going to a junior college compared to going to a 4-year is to have that opportunity to be picked again.
Talking about Kaskaskia College, and you went there, had two successful years. You got a lot of guys that are pretty close to the area. You played, you know, fairly close to the area too. But talk about that experience a little bit.
Yeah, it was cool because, you know, you go through high school and you've got all these rivalries with all these guys and you know, some of the best in the area. And then you get to junior college, to Kaskaskia or Olney or Lincoln Trail, and now you're seeing all these guys and they were on my team. And it was like, okay, now I gotta, you know, we could, you know, give each other a hard time about, hey, I did this to you or you did this to me, but now we're on the same team. So, it was pretty cool. It was almost like, you know, an all-star team of guys that you played with and now you're on the same team. So that was pretty cool. It really opened my eyes to, you know, the type of baseball talent that wasn't just in the area, but that was like, you know, in the country. Cause we had guys coming from Canada, that were really, really good, guys coming from other states. And so that was just kind of an experience in itself. It's like, wow, you know, I get to play on a team where, you know, there's guys coming from different countries and stuff. And so that was a pretty neat experience, but getting to play with some of the guys that, you know, you grew up and played 4 years of baseball against, and now they get to be on your team was pretty cool.
Talk about going to Kentucky. So you finished your 2 years at KC. Talk a little bit about that decision to go to Kentucky. How'd that work out?
Yeah, so, you know, the decision to go to junior college over a four-year college was pretty simple with the draft and, you know, not having too many big name colleges, you know, coming, knocking at the door. Cause I think they knew that I was going to, want to use a junior college route and go with the draft. And then as I was in junior college, you know, starting to get the looks from the bigger schools like Kentucky or like Illinois or Purdue or, I think Coastal Carolina came around, but, you know, some of these bigger name programs. And I think it really came down to, you know, I went to visit, and you got to see the facilities. The head coach actually drove from Lexington over to my house with the associate head coach, who's actually now the current head coach at Kentucky. But they, you know, drove to my house, really nice, like really, hey, we want you to be a part of this team. You know, I think I got one of the higher scholarships to go there. So it was really a no-brainer. Seeing what Lexington had to offer, the facilities there, not to mention being the SEC. I remember going on my visit and they gave me a sheet that talked about, like winning percentages of conferences. And at the top, like by far, hardly any comparison was the SEC. And so I was like, yeah, I want to be in this conference. I want to play against Florida and LSU and Georgia and all these teams, you know, that you grow up watching. Making the College World Series is like, I'm going to have a chance to do that, especially playing here. And, so that was, you know, all in the decision making process, but it made sense for me to choose Kentucky.
Yeah. Playing, like you said, playing at the LSUs and playing at the Floridas. I mean, these are the places when you talk college baseball. And like you said, when you're watching, these are usually where you're at when they're showing a game.
Yeah, absolutely. Like some of those stadiums were just incredible. You know, they've got the huge football facilities and huge stadiums that we got to go in and see and that sort of thing. But even the baseball fields, like, so when I was playing at LSU was the first Alex Box Stadium. And there's just something different about going in there when there's a tradition and a history, behind, you know, what's come out of there and how many Major League Baseball players come out of the conference that you're playing in that you get to play against. You're playing against the best of the best and going to the facilities that are the best. And it was just really cool to be a part of that. And, you know, just made the whole baseball, you know, college baseball experience so much better to be able to play in that conference and be at that, you know, in those huge stadiums.
And then you guys did get to the NCAA tournament.
We did. Yeah. Our first year, I'm trying to think. I think our first year we missed it. We started off the season, I think had the best record. I think we were like 19-0 or 20-0 to start the season. Best record in school history. So we were feeling really good about ourselves. And then conference season came around and, you know, again, you're playing against the best of the best. They were probably out of the top 10, five or six of them were in the SEC, in the country. So you had to face a lot of tough competition. So, we didn't have such a successful SEC season, and so it kept us from going to the NCAA tournament. But then my second year, so my senior year in 2008, we actually made it, and man, we were so close. we were so close to making it onto the Super Regional and then, you know, going on from there, but lost in the championship round of the regional to Arizona. They were a really, really tough team. Completely different style of baseball. It was like a West Coast style, and I never really knew what that meant until you got to play them. And it was a lot of small ball, a lot of running, you know, and as a pitcher, I got to pitch in that game, I think an inning or maybe two thirds or something like that. But there's just a different feeling when you've got guys running all over the bases and trying to do all kinds of different things. So it was, that was pretty cool. But yeah, we got to make it to the tournament and, you know, got cut a little short.
Talking about that, and I know the last time I had interviewed you, Aaron, you had finished college and you were going to sign, I believe it was the Blue Jays, and you found out you had an arm injury. I guess kind of take us back to that a little bit.
Yeah. So, you know, that kind of haunts my, that kind of haunts my dreams, you know, ever since then. But, yeah, so, you know, the 2008 season comes and goes and, you know, sitting there just like I had done for 5 years, listening to the draft, you know, hoping to hear my name called like I had a couple times before, and didn't get it. So I was pretty disappointed. And I remember I was in I was doing a summer camp with Kentucky, and I got a call from one of the area scouts from the Blue Jays, and they said, hey, we need another guy down here, you know, to come and report camp. And so I, got the call, and I was really excited. I get down there and do my physical, and they do an x-ray on my arm and find that I had some bone spurs on my elbow. And I think they, you know, being the smart guys that they are, they saw that there was something wrong and they weren't going to, you know, take me on. I think I was there for maybe 24 hours. I got a shirt, some shorts, and I think some socks to be my memory for that. But then, you know, having to turn right back around and fly home, it was kind of a crushing, you're like, this is what you've dreamed about, and now something, you know, is wrong with you, and you can't, you know, fulfill that. So then I came back and had surgery and tried to get back into it, and just, you know, not having a team to come back with, not having a season to play, you know, to rehab and to, you know, prove yourself again, proved to be my, the final nail in the coffin. But yeah, that was the plan. And then God had different plans for me. But you know, I couldn't have asked for a better experience in high school and in college to get me to where I'm at. And, you know, it led me to the place I'm at now, to have the wife that I have, to have the kids that I have, and you know, I wouldn't have changed that for the world.
Well, let's talk about Aaron Lovett today. Talk a little bit about, tell us what you're up to these days.
Yeah, so I live in Darden Prairie, Missouri, which is in St. Charles County, so about 35 minutes from St. Louis, you know, working as a Cintas sales rep, selling uniforms and mats and you know, all kinds of things that people need for you know, to be ready to work. I'm married for, I think this year will be 11 years, to my wife, Samantha, greatest woman on the earth to put up with me for this long. I have two kids. I have a daughter that's 9 and a son that's 4.5. It's just been really fun to get to be a dad, pass along, you know, my sports, you know, abilities just get them passionate about things. My daughter's playing basketball right now and loves it. And my son is just enthralled with baseball from day one. We're getting ready to start T-ball, and I'm going to be coaching with my friend, my son's T-ball team here coming up in July. So it's kind of come full circle.
Very nice. Very nice. And you are a Bomber for life, right?
I 100% am a Bomber for life. When I tell you, it's funny, when they consolidated with St. Elmo, it's like, man, we just had the worst rivalry between those
yes.
teams. And I'm like, I don't know if I could go back and be on their team. Like, that was our rivals. But yeah, I'm a Bomber for life.
Absolutely. Well, Aaron, really appreciate the time this morning looking back. And you know, the one thing, everybody that's an athlete, whether it's just in junior high school, college, it's pro, we all reach that day when it's like, all right, it's time to, I can't do this anymore. And it doesn't even matter if you're Albert Pujols, that day comes. And,
right.
And, you know, we all have to face that day and make that decision. And, but to be able to have the experiences you had, you wouldn't trade it for anything, would you?
I would not. Nope. It's led me to where I'm at today. And, yeah, that's a hard day when it comes, but, you know, I've got a really strong faith and know that God is working out for me. And as long as I follow what he wants, then that's going to be, you know, the best path. And, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't trade it for the world, but yeah, it's still in me. It's still in me. Like, I'm competitive with everything that I do because I'm always trying to, you know, find that next competition to win. So it's always there.